Let's bring power to food and flour. This is Hortibiz News Radio.
This is Hortibiz News Radio. My name is Romy Stuik and we are still at the Green Tech talking to different divisions and departments of Royal Brinkman. So right now in front of me is Rob Beerling from Royal Brinkman itself. Rob, please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your responsibilities within Royal Brinkman.
Okay, well, thank you for the introduction. My name is, as you said, Rob Beerling. I'm part of the mechanical team of Royal Brinkman. And my main focus is on the hygiene equipment. So that means hygiene gates, hand disinfection, food disinfection, and disinfection mats, which are also used in the Green Tech. So,
with what kind of product will most people recognize Royal Brinkman and your products?
Well, now on the exhibition and we introduced a new hygiene gate. It's called the Clean Gate. You have a Clean Gate Total, which takes care of your disinfection of the footwear and disinfection of the hands. And we also have a Clean Gate Hands. This is just a version which you can use for disinfecting your hands. It's a complete system with a turnstile, so it's a controlled system. And that way you can make sure that everybody who enters a greenhouse is in the right way sanitized or disinfected the hands or the footwear.
Okay, and how does it usually work? Do usually people and growers replace their current hygiene systems with these systems, or is it like an addition to their current hygiene processes?
Well, we can do both ways, actually. What we see at the moment is that hygiene for every grower, doesn't matter what actually you grow, is becoming more and more important, because the viruses which can be spread easily can destroy your crop and your income, of course. But what we can do for companies who have already some hygiene equipment installed, we can add the Clean Gate, for instance, to that system to make it more complete. And if there is a grower which doesn't have anything in place, we can also write a complete hygiene protocol. And in that protocol we go actually through the whole greenhouse, where we detect the most critical points, and then we can take measurements with, for instance, a Clean Gate or a Clean Gate Hands version or a disinfection mat or whatever, and then we can write a complete plan which we can talk to with the customer, and if he agrees we can implement it as well, train the staff, train everybody, so everybody knows what to do.
Okay, so it's really depending on what the client needs and wants.
Yeah, and that's true. You have the very high-tech companies, which already have a lot of hygiene solutions in place. But there are, as I said, it's becoming more and more important. We see more and more viruses spreading. So for every grower, it's important to have it is in place.
Yeah, and is it easy to generally like install the Clean Gate systems?
It's in general, we need most of the times, we need electricity, we need water and a drain for the dirt water to get rid of. And it can be done by our company. We have technicians also available who can place the systems at your greenhouse. And if there is our own technical department, well, they should be handy. We can give them some pointers or videos how to install the machines, because we sell it worldwide. We often depends also on the technical departments of the greenhouse, but it's possible.
Okay, and yeah, you're selling it worldwide, you said. Like, are there specific countries or areas in the world where you sell a lot of these products?
Well, we sell the hygiene products are mainly coming to the our focus countries are at the moment America, Canada, but the Clean Gate, for instance, relatively new product. We sold it already in Sweden, Norway, Italy, France, Spain. So it's because we are a global company, and we also sent some machines over to China, where they are now firstly installed. So it's becoming more and more important.
Okay, and then Rob, I heard that you also have a quite new innovation that you're showcasing here on Green Tech.
Yeah, we have also the hydrogen peroxide generator. It's a fairly new product. It's an innovative product. It is a generator which produces hydrogen peroxide on site at the growers. So they don't have to order any more bulk or whatever, that kind of stuff, especially in countries where you have long logistic lines. It is very hard to be in time with your hydrogen peroxide because the hydrogen peroxide is used to clean the biofilm in out of the irrigation system. And now with the HPGen generator, the grower can do it itself because the generator is producing every day an amount of hydrogen peroxide which he uses per day. And it's a completely safe system. The hydrogen peroxide is 99.9% pure. So there are no additives. So you need three ingredients. You need water, air, and electricity. And you can create hydrogen peroxide. So there are no residues left in the soil or in the plant, which also boosts the crop. And you have a better yield and a better income for the grower.
Okay, and how are the response so far on this new hydroperoxide solution?
Well, especially for the, because it's a sustainable system, especially for customers who watch a little bit about the environment, you have less consumables. They like it a lot, and especially in countries, as I said, where the logistic lines are very long or not as secure as in, for instance, the Netherlands or Western Europe. It's a very good system to keep your lines clean and to make sure you have a good yield of the crop.
Okay, and then looking a bit towards the future of hygiene systems, is there anything we can expect in the near future, or what kind of stuff are you guys working on?
We're always looking for new innovations. We're now looking into a detecting system for the hands, after it's been disinfected, to make a very quick scan of the hands if they are disinfected the right way. That's one thing we're looking for, and of course we would like to expand our CleanGate line as well. We now only have two models. We're focusing on the built-in version. We're going for different voltages, so we can expand even more and more.
Okay, so a lot is happening and a lot of new developments will be out, well, in the near future then, it sounds like.
Never a dull moment.
Okay, never a dull moment. Rob Beerling, thank you so much. Royal Brinkman here at the GreenTech Edition 2023. Time is flying. Thank you so much and the best of GreenTech.
Thank you very much.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.